From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A van crashed into a crowd outside a popular bar on Saturday in the western German city of Münster, killing at least three people and injuring 20 others. Police said the driver of the vehicle killed himself. Here's a witness to the crash. He said, it was a really stressful day. I worked. I heard a loud bang, screaming, and then the police arrived and everyone was sent outside. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is deeply shocked by the terrible events in Münster. In a statement, Merkel said everything conceivable is being done to investigate the crime and to support the victims and their relatives. My thanks goes to all the responders at the scene. At least 14 people were killed when a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team collided with a truck in Saskatchewan on Friday evening. The Humboldt Broncos were headed to Nipawin for the semifinals in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League playoffs when the accident happened. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
Residents of the small city of Humboldt are grief-stricken.
This is truly a dark moment for our city.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sent his condolences in a tweet saying, quote, I cannot imagine what these parents are going through, and my heart goes out to everyone affected by this terrible tragedy in the Humboldt community and beyond.
That was Colette Luke reporting. 15 others were injured, with some in critical condition. The driver of the tractor trailer was not injured, according to police. The cause of the accident is still under investigation, and we have much more coverage of this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan military officials Saturday confirmed the death of IS Khorasan's Qari Hikmatullah in a strike in the Darzab district of Xiaozhen province, an area effectively controlled by IS. The provincial governor told VOA that a close aide of Hikmatullah was also killed in the strike. This comes as the U.S. military is lending more muscle to the fights in Afghanistan against Islamic State terrorists in the north and against Taliban insurgents in the south and west. Visiting U.S. lawmakers say Zimbabwe's government must ensure free and fair elections if Washington is to lift sanctions. Senator Jeff Flake said Saturday in Harare they are happy with how Zimbabwe is progressing since the forced retirement of Robert Mugabe as the country's president last year. Flake urging President Emmerson Mnangagwa to ensure credible elections.
Nothing would please us more than to be able to play a role in the legislative branch and also to recommend to the president that these sanctions ought to all be lifted and that the U.S. and Zimbabwe can have not just full diplomatic relations as we do now, but full commercial ties and to have expanded presence, trade, and otherwise here.
Flake was traveling with Senator Chris Coons. The two introduced a bill to reset relations, including laying out steps Zimbabwe's new government needs to take in order to have U.S. sanctions lifted. Ex-Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is in police custody after a showdown with supporters blocking the building exit. That you just heard was sound from earlier Saturday when a crowd of thousands of supporters was outside the building where Lula was held up. In his hometown of São Bernardo do Campo, Lula told the crowd he was ready to turn himself in to start a 12-year sentence for corruption, this happening earlier on Saturday. Lula has insisted on his innocence. The two-term former president called himself an outraged citizen over his conviction for accepting a luxury apartment as a bribe. Peru's former leader, Alberto Fujimori, says doctors have discovered a tumor in his lungs. Fujimori was pardoned for corruption and human rights abuses and freed from jail in December. He ruled out a return to politics on Friday evening. In an interview with the local TV station America TV, Fujimori also said the fighting between his daughter and son for control of Peru's largest opposition party is temporary. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.